When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
You were saying 3, 2, 1, go.
I know.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 101, Dalmatians.
Oh, you. Such a kidder.
Such a kidder.
No, we don't have a theme for this. We didn't have a theme because we did our special last week. So instead, we thought we'd just bring you some fun times.
Yeah, we don't usually bring fun times, so this week we thought, why not just, you know, let loose and bring some fun to the table. But I want to first say thank you to everybody who was so kind about our 100th episode. Everybody, I feel like most people were very, I mean, if you didn't like it, you didn't tell me, so I'm appreciative of that.
Yes,
to everybody.
We appreciate you people too, that if you hated it, you kept it to
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate that deeply. Basically, if you didn't listen, I took my favorite review from every episode we've done so far, but it ended up being only part one because it was 2.5 hours of of just the first 50 episodes. But there's a lot of good ones in there. There's Dorcas is in there. There's the 10 Renaissance paintings in there. And there are a lot of things that Alexander, when I showed it to him before it went out, he didn't remember them. So if you haven't re-listened to the episodes before, I would highly recommend listening to it because it's like the creme de la creme of all our reviews so far.
Yeah, because I often forget these references we make, and I'm sure some of you do too. So it's a good way to study and make sure that you're ready for future episodes where references might appear.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And then part two is going to come out at some point. I don't think we've planned when yet, but getting that together as well. So thanks, everybody, for being so kind. So then this week we were like, what should we do? And we decided, you know what? We're still in autumn, so we will do some autumnal reviews.
We've said the word autumnal so many times that it's about time we just do an autumnal episode.
Yeah, just like give in and give up.
I, before we get into this, need to take my antidepressants.
Oh, okay. I just took mine. So I guess I was a little more prepared, but...
And a little less depressed.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. This is a stable podcast, I promise.
We haven't recorded in a couple
weeks. Yeah, it's been a while. We forgot how this works. So, Alexander, we have autumnal reviews. Now, I decided that I didn't decide it, but I kind of went a little crazy on the redemptions.
Okay.
It was an accident, but it just happened.
So how many do you have total? No, it's more content is good. I'm just worried I didn't bring
No, you
to
brought
the
plenty.
Table.
That's why I wanted to warn you because I was like, I overdid it. Well, I have 5 regular and then 5 redemptions.
Wow.
But they're short. They're like like mini
That's
ones.
You always bring this up as if I'm going to be mad.
I know, but
I swear
it's
not
more editing.
I mean, you know. Yeah, that's true actually. Never mind. Yeah, I am mad now.
Go take your pill and be quiet. Okay.
No, I have 6 with 0 redemptions.
Okay.
Why don't you go
ahead? Yeah, I'll start.
Well, yeah, unless you want to do a run through all your redemptions at the end.
Well, I'm going to have to do that anyway once we start going back and forth. So
true.
Okay, so the first thing I did, which this is kind of like a little out there, but I wanted to find reviews of recipes. And I know we've tried that before, but it's really hard to search for them unless you're looking for like a specific phrase. Mm-hmm. So instead what I did is I remembered this account that I follow called New York, NY Times Cooking Comments. Have you seen this account on Instagram?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's so funny. It's basically they screenshot like people's comments on recipes.
Oh no.
So I have some Thanksgiving themed comments from their account that made me laugh. So here's the first one. This is a review by George. George says, "This is a good crust recipe, but a correction needs to be made about who created this recipe. My grandmother had almost the same recipe in her box, dated 1973. The only difference was a little less water. I only note this because while I am a great fan of the America's Test Kitchen and all the work they do to discover great recipes, they rarely cite the original recipe, and those folks who made it first deserve the credit. Using vodka is an old but good trick." Now there's a response by Leslie here.
Yes, please, Leslie. Let's admit that you raided this person's grandmother's recipe box. Please.
Leslie says, "No, I think it was my Uncle Ferber from the old country who brought the recipe over in the sole of his shoe when he came over on the SS Nitpicker in 1889. End of reply.
For a second, I thought, wait, is this the one that I'm supposed to be making fun of? The second one? And then, oh, I see. Oh my gosh, people.
People are so silly. Like, some of the comments are just wild. And I have one more that just goes hand in hand here. This is another New York Times cooking comments review by Cassandra. "My in-laws loved this. However, my father-in-law wouldn't stop writing me about the lack of grill lines as seen in the photo. Aw, Cassie, you can't even get the lines right and all that. This time around, the problem was solved. Enter one Sharpie marker. Like those lines? Enjoy the steak, Richard. P.S. Love your margarita recipe." End of review.
So
that's the Thanksgiving series from New York Times Cooking Comments. Thank you very much to that account. They're very funny, and I highly recommend you follow them.
I will personally. I thought, well, actually, I was talking to my friend Steven, and I was trying to come up with autumnal activities, like fun things to go do. And then I said, what else do you think of? And he said, leaves. So I said, okay, I'm going to look up a leaf blower.
Oh,
on Amazon.
That's fun.
So my first review is of the Black & Decker LSWV36 lithium blower / vacuum. Ooh. This is a review by Louise. 1 star. Verified purchase. I never bought this. I don't even know what it is. End of review.
Verified purchase.
Verified purchase. Oh. Something is afoot.
Something is afoot. And it's probably this person's son-in-law.
Yeah. Ooh, the son-in-law.
I would think.
It's usually the
son-in-law. It always is.
Yeah.
Alexander, speaking of which, I just got a notification the other day that somebody purchased something on my Amazon account, and it was an episode of Below Deck, the trashy reality show.
Okay.
Is that you?
No, I swear it wasn't me.
Who did that?
Okay, that I know. I remember at our house, my Amazon was the one that we were always using.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused.
Same thing at my, like, I...
Blaze was at work. I was outside with mom, like, throwing candy at children from afar on Halloween, and all of a sudden
I got
an email saying thank you for your purchase of, it said Below Deck season 2 episode 5.
How specific.
Yeah, it was very weird. So I don't know, like, if anybody knows who did that. I don't know why you guys would
okay
know.
we need to watch that specific episode and figure out what in there would appeal to someone we
look
know
for clues.
Look for clues. Maybe mom. Did you go home like to the and add your Amazon to her devices? Okay. Did you give your information to Francisca for some reason?
Could be Francisca, but I can't imagine she'd be watching that show.
Even if she did, I don't understand why she'd
also
start.
If anyone's
there
wondering, Below Deck, as far as I know, I've never seen it. It is a show about, like, the people who work on these luxury yachts. It's a reality show about, like, the staff who work on, like, these, like, luxury cruise lines and yachts and things like that. So I don't know who in the hell bought that on my account. And it's not that I care. It was, like, $3. So I was like, it's not like I'm, you know.
But still, I'm like, somebody's on my account. That shows that somebody's using it. That's weird.
Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to take away from the
leaf
blower.
If any of you know who it is.
From the leaf blower drama, but. All right, my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
How did we get? Wait, how did? Oh, I guess it was somewhat relevant.
Oh, I was.
I forgot who had read the last review, and I thought, how did we get where we got?
You said something about, I didn't purchase this leaf blower. And yes. Then I said, well, I didn't purchase this at season 2, episode 5. Oh, boy. Okay. This is a review of Pecan Pie Bites Candle by Yankee Candle.
It started off good. And then,
I know. I looked at a lot of candles with really questionable autumnal scents. This is one of the more questionable ones. I know. I say pecan. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I say pecan now.
Pecan pie.
I feel like that's the one people make less fun of you.
Yeah. Pecan Pie Bites Candle by Yankee Candle. This is 1 star on the Yankee Candle website by Hearthside. So they are already, their account is clearly proving something, trying to prove something.
They have an aesthetic.
They have an aesthetic even on their anonymous profile. Okay. 1 star. You can't just mix edible with inedible. With bottom notes of oak and cedar, this is not a pie I want to eat, nor is it terribly sweet. I think it would have been more advantageous to add praline butter or brown sugar as a base note. I feel this candle was poorly executed. End of review.
Okay, I was very confused. I thought, wait, isn't this a candle? You don't have to eat it. It's not the rule here.
Doesn't it sound like they're eating it?
Yes. It sounded like the recipe is all wrong.
I know it sounded like my recipe review, but...
Wait, what company is this? Serenity by Jan?
No, but close. Yankee Candle.
Oh, okay. Oh, a lesser competitor.
Lesser competitor, yeah.
Wow, what the heck are they doing with this candle? No, stop it. Whatever you're doing, stop.
If you're not eating it and you're sitting there wafting it toward you and saying what base notes it has, stop doing that, because nobody's really asking for that and you're going to get a headache.
Maybe they're a super sniffer.
I feel like
it just really bothers them.
I guess, but I feel like if you were a super sniffer smeller, you wouldn't be like constantly smelling Yankee candles, because I feel like your head would probably explode.
I don't know. Maybe your apartment has these weird, faint, terrible smells, so you need to cover them up with something.
I guess so. Oh, I guess you're saying,
like,
right.
They can smell the terribleness of other things, so then they get something to mask it.
And they say, no, only praline butter will do. Only praline butter will do.
I wonder if super smellers are really good at making candles. I don't know if those would go hand in hand. Let's put one in a room with some wax and a bunch of ingredients and see what they come up with.
And a pecan pie. We do have to make them sign a waiver in case they do eat it, because it seems like people are very confused about what to do with these
candles. People are so
I just love to say you can't mix edible with inedible. It's like, but that's like,
is that
literally
a law
what
of the
candle
candles?
Is, right? Like, and they said you should have added
I think what they're saying is, if you have a pecan-scented candle,
right,
you shouldn't add notes of oak.
Cedar.
Because
you're
can't
not going to
eat
a tree, right?
A tree.
Right. I get you.
Unless
get
it's
you.
Cinnamon.
I get you.
Because you can't eat cinnamon. So
I think edible candles, not edible candles. Well, TM. Don't steal that idea, everybody.
Don't put our last name on that. I want nothing to do with it.
She for madness.
No.
Has gotten even madder. I think... I don't like candles. Hear me out, everybody. I don't like candles that smell like food, because I'm like, I'd rather have food that smells like food. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like vanilla cupcake candles, because I'm like, I'd rather just not have, then I want a cupcake. And then I'm like, but yeah. I don't have, it's just weird to me, I guess. But also, I don't know.
How would you feel if you bought an oak or a cedar pine, I don't know, candle?
Yeah.
And it said on there, notes of boysenberry and pie crust or something weird.
Well, considering I would literally never eat boysenberry and or pie crust, I think that's okay. It's inedible to me. Okay. We got into a big argument.
Your instinct wouldn't be to leave a one-star review as Hearthside.
Oh, well, Hearthside Jr. Hearthside was taken.
Hearthside Jr., okay.
But I will say we got into a big argument on our Patreon Live because I don't like pie, and I'm just going to put this out there to the masses. I only like pecan pie and, like, key lime pie and that kind of thing.
So you do like pie, just not all pies.
I don't like Thanksgiving.
Be kind to yourself.
I don't like pie crust.
Don't give these people more ammunition.
Okay, listen, I'm just not a pie person, okay? Just leave me alone.
That's fine. Yeah. I do like pie a lot.
I know. We argued about it for about 25 minutes on Patreon. And then we lost like 85 patrons. That's not true.
True. I mean, not true.
Maybe it is. I didn't check.
Okay. My next one is of Virtue Cider. It's a cidery.
Ooh.
In Fenville, Michigan. This is a 3-star review by Rebecca. Virtue has always been a go-to place for our extended family outings. It's a great place for young and old and in-betweeners. Cider, food, and the atmosphere of outdoor tables, fire pits, and spotted pigs make for a place to linger, drink, and relax. That is why everyone was disappointed to have playing over the outdoor speaker, "Don't Trust a Hoe." Modalis is right across the street. Go there. End of review.
Oh my god, the song by LMFAO.
No, it's 303. Even worse.
Oh, 303. Okay.
Nothing against 303.
Same difference.
But I read "Don't Trust a Hoe" and I said, "Why does that sound familiar?"
Don't
then I looked up the song and I was, "Oh my god.
Trust a hoe, don't trust me."
Trust me. Yeah, it's called "Don't Trust Me" by 303.
I'm pretty sure Katy Perry's in that music video.
Really?
I only know this because Francisca and I just watched a bunch of music videos and she was like, "Why did you listen to this?" And I was like, "I don't know. Don't ask me questions like that."
I see, that's the thing though. I would be upset mainly because why are we listening to this? And this was written in 2020. Why are we listening to the song in 2020?
Yeah, it seems like maybe that's now on an oldies station. Had the oldies station on.
No,
Michigan's personally, best oldies for the old crooners.
Hey, I'm gonna admit, I started playing that song. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's
catchy. I didn't stop. It's catchy as heck. No shame here. I don't believe in guilty pleasures. That was a pleasure. Let me say that.
I guess like the word says ho, but like it's
okay.
Not.
The lyrics are pretty. Like Christina, I was surprised.
If anybody's like, "I don't know what that is," they're just hating all of this right now. But
Google wanted to autocomplete. I did "Don't Trust Me" 303, and then it said "meaning."
Like
it wanted to auto. It's very deep stuff.
That was me at age 13. Like, what does it mean though?
I'll check the Genius lyrics. But yeah, it's it's just very well. It has a good line of it says, "While my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth, you tell your boyfriend if he says he's got beef that I'm a vegetarian and I'm fucking scared of him." But yeah, she wants to touch me. Whoa, she wants to love me. Whoa, she'll never leave me. Whoa, don't trust a hoe. Don't trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe because a hoe won't trust me. Almost lost my breath just reading that.
Alexander, that was really beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope your grandchildren someday get to hear that lovely rendition that you just gave us.
Oh, and then it has this part that I completely forgot about until it popped up.
Is it the
up,
horrible thought, Helen Keller thing?
What? Yes.
It's horrible.
"Shush, girl, shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips."
Okay, no joke. Alexander, did you watch the music video? Like, it's horrible.
No.
Yeah, it's
I watched one of those lyric videos that started off with like Comic Sans, "Hope you enjoy, subscribe for more songs," or something.
Angel Fire 2020. Like, yeah.
Whew. Okay. Anyway, let's just move on.
Let's move on. Although
if you want to listen to that, go to Modalis across the street from Virtue Cider.
Just hit rewind a few times. You just heard it live from Zandy. Okay, next up, I have a review of Stovetop Stuffing on Amazon because it's one of the few things Alexander and I agree on with Thanksgiving food. We both like stuffing a lot.
Yes.
So this one is from Amazon, which, like, super questionable, but I guess you could buy it on Amazon. And this is a 1-star review by Mark. Now, this is one of the ones where I thought it was funny, but I'm, like, a little worried no one else will think it's funny, so we'll see. Okay, 1-star review by Mark of Stovetop Stuffing. "Watch the use-by dates. I buy these for emergencies. I like to have a full pantry. And this had an expiration date 5 months after I bought it. Not much storage time, huh? End of review.
Oh, look.
It's emergency stuffing.
Stuffing emergencies are real. No, that is... What?
I just like that he's so upset that it's like 5 months away from
is stuffing
its expiration.
Like, known for lasting a long time
no,
on the shelves?
I don't think so, because it's like breadcrumbs, so. Right? Like you don't want it to be super stale.
I mean, I guess canned bread probably lasts a while.
Ew.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, but it's in a can. Everything in a can lasts a while.
What is this in?
A box.
Oh, okay. That's fucking... What?
I just like that he buys these only for emergency purposes. So when, like, the apocalypse hits, he's just like, here, family, I have a bunch of stuffing in boxes with no water. And they're like, well, what the hell are we supposed to do with this stuffing, Dad? And it's like, oh, we can have a beautiful Thanksgiving meal in the midst of the apocalypse in the basement. You know, very touching episode of Walking Dead or something.
Mm-hmm.
But how that otherwise it serves zero purpose.
Well, but all you can really eat is stuffing and canned cranberries, which are the two best things.
But
also, so actually,
you can't
I'm
even
not complaining.
Eat stuffing because it expires.
Okay, sorry. Not even stuffing. You can eat canned cranberries.
Okay, to be fair, the episode or the election is tomorrow as of recording date, and this comes out the day after the election. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the stuffing will be relevant like this week.
So true. So true. Actually,
so Amazon Prime it right
for
now.
Emergency purposes. Yeah. I just got chills.
Yeah.
Realizing that this is coming out after, like, nope.
Yeah, and if we're especially peppy in this episode, just be aware that we don't know what happens tomorrow.
That's a good warning, actually.
I don't want you to be really depressed or, like, you know, feeling really bad and we're like, hey, la 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 stuffing. Like, we don't, we're ignorant. We're naive.
Yeah, we are naive. We're in the past. But
we're talking about 303 only.
And something else, because you know what I found next?
What?
I found a few things about pumpkin spice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pumpkin spice. Everyone's favorite season. Pumpkin spice season.
That's the other thing. I don't like pumpkin, and Alexander does flavor.
I do love pumpkin, but pumpkin spice lattes at Starbucks are not vegan, so I can't drink those.
Even like almond milk ones?
No, yeah. The actual pumpkin spice syrup.
Oh,
is not vegan.
Has like bugs in it or something?
Yeah. They actually grind up animals for it.
Just spit everywhere.
That's all of your other food. no, it has, I believe it has milk in it. So yeah, I can't even get another thing with a pump of pumpkin.
Aw.
It's not a real complaint. This is a review by Fran. This is 1 star of a Starbucks in Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
This location sucks. How can you not have pumpkin spice flavor?
Sarah, are you okay?
I'm like, I got in the zone. Sorry, and then I lost it.
He like whipped his mug up in the air.
Yeah. Do you like my mug?
World's best boss. Oh, like from The Office. Oh, that's cute.
It's from D Meds,
who is
the main mod of my Twitch channel. Yeah.
So cutie.
Got it for me for my birthday because I'm the boss around those parts. Okay.
You're the boss in your empty apartment.
Okay. God damn it. Okay. This is Fran's 1 star review. This location sucks. How can you not have pumpkin spice flavored frappuccino available when it's the fall/Halloween season? In the morning instead of the end of the day, and it's listed on your menu. The worker said something about someone forgot to order that flavor. So lame. End of review.
Oh, goodness. Somebody needs their fix, am I right?
People need their pumpkin spice, apparently.
Apparently it's a real thing. Like, I get it. Everyone's like, oh, PSL, ha ha ha. But, like, some people really very seriously take it life or death.
It's like those people who follow the McRib around.
Yeah.
You know
they're
about that,
they're actually nomads.
Right? I think mom was one of those people in the 80s.
She was. She loves a McRib, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only eat stuffing out of boxes because it's the only thing they can take with them on the road.
It keeps in their trunk pretty well.
Yeah, they follow the McRib around the country and maybe the world.
Yeah.
PSL, you'd think LA is the place to... Also, if you're in LA and your Starbucks doesn't have a pumpkin spice, literally turn around 80 degrees and there's another Starbucks and that'll have pumpkin spice for you.
And also, there are a lot of great smaller coffee shops that probably also have pumpkin flavored things.
Yeah, but you know, if you're a PSL fan, like, you're gonna, you know, it's like with Coffee Bean, certain, like, I like the mocha better at a Coffee Bean than a Starbucks.
Okay.
But, like, you know, they're different.
Yeah. True. I mean, I know I read a lot of pumpkin spice things, so you're right. I saw people said Pete's. They were like, ugh, Pete's is so bad compared to Starbucks, all those things, yeah.
Man, I will never forget Fox's review of Starbucks, only because I just listened to all our freaking episodes again. Fox's review of Starbucks being like, Amanda made me come to this Starbucks, like, complaining about the tea they have, the peppermint tea. And I'm like, how is that any different? But okay, I guess it is. Wow. Listen, it's tough out there. I lived in LA. I get it. You get kind of jaded. You're like, I want my...
You're like Britta from Community. I lived in New York. Like, come on. Do you say that all the time back in the Midwest? I lived in L.A.
Yeah, I do. I say it all the
time. Oh, this weather? Yeah, I lived in L.A. It was beautiful year-round.
I know. I complain about it a lot. It's just an easy talking point, you know? Because we were like, yeah, it's cold out there. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm from L.A., so I'm not used to it. Ha ha. And they're like, are you regretting your choice? And I'm like, kind of. Don't ask me that.
Okay. It's a good way to say it. I'm a Democrat, though, around those parts.
It is. Well, it is. And also, I do have a California license plate still, because I haven't gotten my title yet. And I do have a Black Lives Matter sticker on my car.
And there's a Biden-Harris tattoo on your forehead right now.
On my forehead. Yeah, I accidentally did it backwards because I did it. It was a stick and poke on my own face. But, you know, I'm glad you can read it on Zoom or on Skype.
On Skype, it's reverse, yeah.
So I'm trying to get the message across here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was about to say vote, and I'm like, this literally comes out the
too late.
You missed your chance.
We gotta stop talking about it. People are probably like, oh, looking for an escape.
Escape, yeah. Sorry. It's cold outside, huh? That's what I'll say. So it's 47 degrees. 44 degrees. No. 34 degrees.
It's not cold here. Okay.
Continue. 34.
That's cold, fuck.
I know. I was like, why does it feel like it's gonna snow? Oh, because it's 34 degrees. Okay. This is a review of, okay, this is when I went into a bad direction for myself and my my own personal sanity. And I discovered, Alexander, something that I think we're going to need to revisit many, many times in the future.
What?
And that is reviews on QVC.com.
Oh, no.
I did not know what a freaking...
I didn't even think of that.
Well, this is. Like...
Oh, my God.
An abundant fountain of, not youth, fountain of grandmas. just endless grandmas, and they have there was this one woman that I'm gonna mention who had 235 reviews of things she's purchased on QVC.com. So
is it an addiction at that point?
I think so.
Like, that is a lot.
I think you just start collecting things, you know?
I mean, if you have the income, go for it. But my goodness, that's a lot.
But the best is that most of them were negative. So I was like, what kind of serotonin are you getting out of this? You just keep...
Oh, no.
She said she had like 6 pieces of the Grace Kelly jewelry collection.
Wow.
And like 3 of them were 1-star reviews. So she said it looks tacky. And then she said that's a Southern word.
I think you needed to buy them to know they look tacky.
I know. I was
sorry.
Like,
okay,
don't they put them up on your like HGTV?
I feel like this is just gonna get me all even judgier than normal.
I know. Just get ready. So the first item I've discovered is set of 3 grateful, thankful, blessed pumpkins by Valerie. Now I don't know who Valerie is, but she seems to be in charge of a lot of these seasonal items, and they are seemingly by her.
So it's like how Target has, what is it, Merino brand, or all these different brands.
Massimo,
and QVC just has Valerie.
Valerie.
Which probably fits, because people aren't like, oh, I want to buy Massimo. Like, these Southern old women are going to say, Valerie, that's a nice name.
You know,
I trust
good,
Valerie. Valerie's pumpkins.
Valerie's pumpkins. And they are grateful, thankful, blessed pumpkins by Valerie. And she's the one in the video. You can watch the video at the top where she describes it for you.
That's sweet.
So this is a 3-star review by Mindy. Thankful, thankful, blessed? Grr. The color is pretty bright white with black lettering, but where's the grateful? Received 2 thankfuls and 1 blessed? Now what? End of review.
You know, I would be pretty annoyed. I don't know what my equivalent to that would be, but yeah. got sent the wrong thing. That
to be fair,
sucks.
They mean the exact same fucking thing, right? Like, they're literally synonyms. Grateful and thankful.
That's true. But it would look really, like, it would look worse. I'm not, it would look worse to have grateful, grateful.
People would be confused, I think. And to be fair, a lot of people had the same issue. And so they were like, I just made it say thankful, thankful, blessed, thankful. I was like, sure, that works.
That doesn't make it much better. Oh. It is a hassle having to return things, so I would be annoyed.
Apparently to QVC, by the way, it is a very massive hassle because they don't send you anything. Like, you have to go send it back, which is so mean and evil. So, like, all these people get stuck you know, it just sucks. Anyway, so thankful, thankful, blessed. Now what?
Now what?
Says
I don't
Mindy.
Know. Mindy, I have a question. How can I be the next Valerie? Not to replace Valerie. How do I stand next to Valerie?
Sure. I think we need to put out an audition tape.
Okay.
First of all, you need to stop swearing. Second of all, you can never mention that you're vegan again because these people can't relate
to
you. True. Yeah, like the Southern grandmas don't want to relate to you.
This is going this is already bad.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
I have trouble not talking about that.
But it's going to be worth it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get on my platform. Well, actually, I watched a video. I forget what it was. I don't know if it was a documentary or what, but it had behind the scenes of one of those live QVC things. It's intense. No, it was that. You know what it was? It was a documentary about the salespeople who, so Billy Mays and all the other ones that I can't remember their names of. And it was so fascinating. And the amount of stuff that goes into those productions is wild.
I've
and it
never
scares
seen that.
The crap out of me. I would be terrible at that job.
Oh, yeah.
So lots of respect to Valerie.
Well, I mean, I was trying to politely tell you that. I guess it didn't come across. But
No. I had to come to the conclusion by myself.
Okay, got it.
Okay, guess what? I have another one of that same Starbucks.
Yay.
This is by Rachel. 2 stars. The service at the Starbucks was horrible. If you're going to charge premium prices for coffee drinks, please hire premium people to work here. Guy at the register who took my order was clueless. Since it was 80 degrees outside, I wanted a pumpkin spice frap, and he looked at me like it couldn't be done. Was about to tell me that when the barista kindly told him, yes, it can be done. After that, I asked for a pastry in the case, and he replied, we don't have it, without even looking. I saw one in there. That's why I ordered it. I guess it was the display, so they couldn't sell it. But I didn't appreciate being made to feel like I was silly for asking. The drink itself was made well and tasted great, but I'll be getting my next one elsewhere.
End oh my god. So literally nothing was wrong at all.
No.
Like, nothing was wrong except they were out of the pastry you wanted.
And they took things very personally that weren't even said. To be very fair to this, the person behind the register, they never even said that it can't be done.
No.
But Rachel says, well, he looked at me like he was about to say that.
That's like when you, I mean, honestly, the only thing I can think of is, holy shit, I would be so nervous to work with that person. Like, if they were coming in that morning after this encounter at Starbucks and they were my cubicle mate or something, I'd be like, because if I feel like I'd like look over and say, hi, Valerie. I can't think of any other name. I'd be like, hi, Valerie. And then she'd be like, oh my God, Christine looked at me like she couldn't even make a frappuccino.
Exactly. Like, imagine how they react to something actually happening.
Like a real problem in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also, I think I've mentioned this before, but I'm on the Starbucks subreddit.
Oh.
And
where they, the employee one.
Yeah. And it's mostly employees. Sometimes a customer will come in and say something positive about Starbucks and all the employees are just in the comments trashing it.
Yeah. Like, this is not for you.
Yeah, it's a back and forth of like funny things, behind the scenes things, and then also, hey, why don't you pay us well, Starbucks? Fuck you, kind of thing. So it's really interesting, actually. I enjoy reading it. I highly recommend it because it gives you also a lot of empathy
It's very on brand for our
employees.
Show. Yeah,
and you read about how much of a struggle it is to work during these seasons, especially with the pandemic and the fact that many of the Starbucks stores are understaffed. Respect all people, please. But just and just consider the conditions that they have to deal
except
with.
Except a hoe, because a hoe don't trust me. But everyone else, yeah.
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 Anyway.
Wow, that's beautiful, Alexander. Thank
that's
you.
My last Starbucks one. I'm just, I haven't been to Starbucks in a while, partially because of that subreddit. Because I'm like, I don't want to, like.
I haven't gone often either. Although I just read an article saying that Starbucks is one of the few places that's actually like succeeding right now as far as mm-hmm. like they lost money, obviously, but they're doing pretty well because of the mobile ordering that they came up with like before mm-hmm. the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, apparently mobile ordering is awful for the employees.
Well, I bet it is, but they said 25% now are mobile orders. So I was like,
oh,
fuck.
God. Yeah. 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 And golf courses also. Golf is up a crazy amount.
Golf is oh okay
holy cow sure. Like apparently if you look
at
the numbers
maybe you could be a QVC host actually now that you mention it I feel like actually you're starting to mold into the exact host that I would imagine people like Mindy would watch.
Hello, it's Valerie here. Would you like to buy this Princess Diana china? Princess Diana is not dead, she's alive, she's living on an island.
Would you like to buy her what?
China.
Oh, like
like China fine china
dishes. Oh yes, I would.
What did you think, like the country I wanted to
no,
sell?
I thought you were
Princess
saying,
Diana's version of
I
the country
of
China.
I thought you were saying she's hiding out in China, like because she's
oh,
still
no.
alive.
No, I just wanted to throw in a conspiracy theory for those old Southerners.
God. Also, I'm so sorry. I hope this isn't your first episode, because I promise usually we're a little slightly more on topic.
Can you imagine someone listening to our 100th episode and being like, okay, there's some funny
oh,
stuff
no.
here. And then listening to this like, what the
that is
fuck?
Not anything like their highlight the reel. Fuck? Oh, no. Yikes. Okay, so I told you. Okay, so my turn?
Sure.
Okay, so there's I have only redemptions left.
Okay, but I've got two more. So yeah, just do. Let's throw yeah, throw your redemptions in there. Some positivity.
Okay, so I have one of Grandpa's cider mill. Okay, spoiler alert. We tried to do cideries as a because people are gonna be like, why do you both have a cider review? But yeah. It didn't work out because there were like zero on Yelp. So we just did autumnal reviews. But mm-hmm. this is a cider mill that I did find called Grandpa's Cider Mill, and this is a 5-star review by Marsha. My husband and I ride with CMA. Do you want to guess what that is?
Country Music Awards.
Well, they probably are in a Venn diagram in some way.
How about cider mass acuity?
Wow. I do. Although, although I do ride with the cider mass acuity every now and then, my husband and I ride with CMA, Christian Motorcyclist Association. And our members...
I would not have guessed that one. Wow.
I don't know why I thought maybe you would, but...
But sign me up.
Oh, I did. It's going to go hand in hand with your new QVC role. I'm trying to like really...
This is so dumb. I love it.
Bolster you into the right role. The Christian Motorcyclist Association, and we are members of Indiana's local chapter, REMA Riders 813. We went on a fun ride that we call the Apple Run, and Grandpa's Cider Mill was one of our stops. We had 18 bikes and 2 cars in our group, and we had a blast at this stop. We had an awesome time sampling all of the different flavors of cider at the bar. Enjoyed being able to see how the cider is made right before our eyes. Our entire group left with a big smile, and we look forward to going back. May God continue to Grandpa's Cider Mill. I think there's a verb missing.
Okay. Continue his path towards the cider mill.
Continue his motorcycle path all the way. That's why I was like...
Ever heard of the rapture? The rapture is actually once God reaches Grandpa's Cider Mill. It's all over from there,
it's
folks.
It's all over, and only the people in Grandpa's Cider Mill will make it. Will make it to the other side. Yeah. May God continue to Grandpa's Cider Mill. It really does sound like he's on a journey to Mecca. AKA.
I don't know if the CMA would agree with that.
Perhaps not, but it sounds like they Mecca, enjoyed it. But, so I think there was a verb missing, but I thought that was a powerful statement nonetheless.
I thought so, and I'm glad that that Grandpa received their blessing.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Good for Grandpa, I think.
I think. Your turn?
Sure. I have more pumpkin spice, but it's a little different because this is of Maxwell House International Pumpkin Spice Latte Instant Coffee, a 9-ounce canister.
Listen, that's something I would eat, I would drink, and people would make fun of me for it, but
sounds good. I would try it. Yeah. I like those. I like all those weird flavors sometimes.
Me too.
Just mix it up. Mix it up. Why not? Have fun, everyone.
Just like live a little.
Okay. This is.
Everyone's like, we're actually in the heat of a post-election apocalypse right now, but thanks a lot.
Yeah. Whoops. Have some fun.
For lightening the mood.
This is Dave's review. 2 stars, and it's titled Pumpkin Spice Lies. So I drink a lot of mixed coffees, flavored coffee, instant flavored coffee mixes. Rarely do I not like one, especially pumpkin or cinnamon related. And it's not that I don't like this one. It's okay, and I'll drink it. However, it tastes nothing of pumpkin or related to pumpkin. Honest to goodness, it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch coffee. For $5, you get a pretty good sized container. It's full, it takes 2 tablespoons, so the directions say, but I use a little more to pump up the flavor. Pump up the jams, pump it up.
I'm so glad I bought this like love seat so I can like expire when I faint. I can just kind of sprawl.
You're fainting,
like a Victorian woman.
You used it very well. It's fitting for you. But I used a little more to pump up the flavor.
No, not again.
Pump up the jams. Pump it up. It foams up at the top like a latte, which is cute and fun, but it's not pumpkin spice. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But it's good nonetheless. Just not pumpkin, and being the basic biddy I am, I want the pumpkin. So try it if you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something on that spectrum, but do not expect pumpkin. Pumpkin emoji. End of review.
Oh my goodness. That was a ride.
It was.
I think that sounds delicious.
I do too. No, I love.
I don't even
love
care
Cinnamon
that
Toast
it
Crunch.
Doesn't taste like pumpkin.
Honestly, this would make me. We agree with the review that it being negative. I mean, it could have maybe been 3 stars. Whatever, they left 2 stars. But yeah, it's very helpful. I would consider that helpful, and it would make me want
to
buy
it. Helpful, and now I would like to purchase that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I mean, I'm so sorry because it sounds like. I mean, it sounds like this person has a lot on their mind. A lot on their mind.
There's a lot going on here.
A lot going on in there. Mm-hmm. Can't believe that song lyric was just kind of in there.
I mean, it's kind of where my brain would go probably when I wrote that. I just wouldn't write it out.
That's exactly it. I think, like, sure, yeah. I'd be like, oh, pump up the jam. But I wouldn't, like, right, hang on, let me go to geniuslyrics.com or AZ Lyrics.
Yeah.
Let me find that Angel Fair 2025 YouTube video. I need to write out all the lyrics to pump up the jam.
The thing is, though, I'm a grateful pumpkin that they did it, so.
Excuse me?
I'm grateful pumpkin.
You're a grateful pumpkin?
No, grateful pumpkin, thankful pumpkin, blessed pumpkin.
Oh. Sorry, there is no such thing as a grateful pumpkin. That's why I was confused. There's only a thankful.
Oh, sorry, there's
thankful.
Only. I'm thankful pumpkin.
Oh, I'm blessed pumpkin.
I mixed them up. Yeah.
Now what? Okay. This is. Okay. So, wait. I thought you had. Did I mess up my counting?
You must have, because I definitely have 6 reviews.
You know why? It's because I read those New York Times ones together.
Oh, okay.
So, oh my God, my papers. Oh, this is such a mess today. I'm so sorry.
I made fun of her at the beginning for having paper notes. And now it's coming to be an issue.
The problem is when I'm on a computer, I have some like, listen, I don't want to go there, but I click a lot and I can't stop clicking and then I mess up my computer. I just need to.
I mean, I'm playing RuneScape right now.
Are you seriously?
Of course not.
Oh my
Christina.
God. I was about to.
Oh
like,
my God. You would hear it.
I was about to throw a thankful pumpkin at your head.
You would hear it.
So, do you have any more negatives?
Yeah, one more. And then that's my last review. I don't have any positives.
Oh, okay. Right. Sorry. Okay. I thought you had a redemption. So, this is a redemption of from overstock.com of pumpkin faces stack. LED decorative accent. So it's 3 pumpkins on top of each other that light up.
You know what? When it said LED and stacked, I got that. Thank you, though.
Oh, okay. Listen, Elsiner, okay. I'm testing you. A person on QVC might not know what LED was.
Oh, true.
So I
light emitting diode.
Whoa.
Right?
Too far. You got to tone
okay,
it down.
Okay, not too...
You got to tone it down. You got to be accessible for our
audience
of Southern grandmas.
You know what I call an LED, folks? You don't need to know the fancy science phrase. I call it light everything dark.
I call it light emitted by... I thought God started with a D, but it doesn't. sorry.
Why did you think God started with a D?
Because like AD.
Oh, Anno Domini.
Yeah. Like. Okay. This is a 4-star view. Oh, I know. Hold on.
No, I thought we moved past it.
Lord, eliminate darkness.
Please, okay, that's good, actually.
Pretty please. Okay.
We are very quick on our feet. Could you tell that we've done improv before?
What?
Audience, could you tell that we've done improv before?
Yeah, my head hurts.
How this is going?
Yikes. Yikes. Okay. That's embarrassing. Okay. This is a 4-star review by Mike of Pumpkin Faces Stack. LED LED decorative.
Jesus Christ.
This is why. I don't know. Okay. Pumpkin Faces Stack LED decorative accent. 4 stars by Mike. Good piece. I like that the pumpkins are not smiling.
Oh. Is that it?
Yeah. Mike.
Mike.
That's so sad.
That is sad. Why?
It's like it looks like me.
I guess it makes it spookier, maybe? Let's hope that's all it is.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Let's go
but
with
like
that.
A jack-o'-lantern, you don't... Like, do they have faces, though?
Yeah, and they're kind of like...
Wonky?
Wonky faces, like...
Based on the face you just made?
Yeah,
I'm going to say wonky.
Like, grr, you know?
Yeah. This is really great and descriptive for people
you.
Who listen to our show.
Thank you. They're kind of grimacing a little bit.
Ooh, grimacing. Okay.
Yep.
That's good. That's the word, not grr.
And Mike loves it. Mike's super into it.
Well, Mike, glad you felt positively about those pumpkins. Hopefully you feel positively about your life.
Hopefully.
My last one is of a Trader Joe's in New York, New York. This is by Colin, 2 stars. My bread? Molded in a day. My meat? Molded in a day. My steak, molded in 2 days. My cheese, greasy as fuck. Oh. Slimy mush. And tortillas? Soggy. My pre-cut mangoes? Bad. Strawberries? Rotted in a day. Sparkling water? Pretty good. Every snack tastes the same, styrofoam with different seasonings. Chips, pretzels, rice cakes, you name it, friend. Trash. Dark chocolate orange truffles were like drinking a bottle of perfume. It burned mine and my papa's throats. The dark chocolate peanut butter cups were pretty good. Pumpkins were on death's door, stupid and ugly. Avocado ripoff, butternut squash mac and cheese makes me hate fall. Mr. Joe, I'm leaving your stupid trading shack and taking my business to Whole Foods Market. End of review.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, you left with the entire stock of the entire store.
You got everything you need.
You like, really? I mean, you're basically franchising in your own home at this point. Also, like, you and Papa, I feel like this is like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He's bringing home just like butternut squash ravioli or whatever. And he's like,
Uncle Joe.
My god, that was the weirdest review ever. That was very strange and unsettling.
And also, I think this person might need to see a doctor if every snack is tasting the same. Yeah. Or stop eating rice cakes. Rice cakes don't taste like anything.
Rice cakes
so
taste like...
Don't be surprised.
Exactly. At the beginning, everything was molding.
Yes.
I really thought the sparkling water was also going to mold. But it really seems like maybe there's a problem in this person's home rather than in
That's
their grocery
a good point.
Cart. Because everything seemed to mold like the second they got into their apartment within a day.
Yeah, maybe they didn't know you're supposed to refrigerate. Most of these.
Yeah. Because if the water's the only thing not molding, like... And by the way, don't call the pumpkins ugly just because they're not smiling.
Yeah, seriously. Come on, be like Mike here.
Mike can appreciate a grimacing pumpkin who's not having the best day. Oh, wow, that was a weird one, Oxener. Okay, I have some redemptions left, and they are all
redeem
of
me, please.
QVC items.
Yay, okay.
This is an item called Set of Three Squirrels with Plaid Hats and Scarves by Valerie.
Valerie, you are my idol here. Are you serious? Yeah. I want my name next to that.
I know, Valerie is killing it. Like, what? Is kicking butt.
Fuck, I want to meet Valerie.
Yeah, Valerie's pretty great.
I have a specific image of what Valerie looks like.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm wondering if I'm right.
I'll send you a picture later.
Okay.
That's not one we're going to put on Instagram for once.
No, we're not putting Valerie's photo on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Nice try, though, folks.
Nice try.
We know what you want.
This is a 5-star review by Grandma L. After watching these squirrels presented many times by Valerie last season, I caved. Opened the box when decorating house for Christmas and had no place left to show them off. They are adorable, however, so I had them finally climbing in and out of items in family eating area's hutch. They are so cute, you might want to talk to them.
Ooh, sounds like the start of a great horror movie
by Grandma. Yeah, I just love,
like,
that Grandma
Alvin and the chipmunks, like, but if they were
go dark
killers
after dark.
Yeah.
That has no, a bad that sounds super,
no.
That has a bad
no.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Chip, maybe like Alvin and the chipmunks gone wild.
No,
is that more
God,
like,
no,
oh
no.
Shoot, whoops, sorry, wrong connotation.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yes.
Oh, so. Okay. I was like, wow, you're just as bad as I am. Okay. I do love that, like, that Grandma L ordered these squirrels and then got
period.
Them, opened
I
them.
I also like
period, oh. End of story. But I love that she no. got them and then went, oh, I have no, they don't fit anywhere in my house. My house is full of so many Valerie's mm-hmm. items that, like, these squirrels literally won't fit, to the point that she had to put them in the eating area, like coming in and out of the dishware.
Yes.
That's just like so intuitive or so inspired.
Yes. And it tells us a lot about Valerie's skills.
It does.
Being able to sell this kind of stuff
yeah.
to people who very much don't need it.
Who don't have room for a 6-inch squirrel in a plaid scarf.
They say that they caved. Like, you got somebody without even meeting them in person to cave into buying something.
And
it's impressive.
They don't even regret it. 5-star review.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. I can't speak to the quality, but it sounds pretty amazing to me. These wonderful plaid squirrels.
Yeah, they're really great, and Valerie's kicking butt. So now this next one is called Set of Two Pilgrim Sparrow Birds with Hats by Valerie.
Valerie's my queen. I would give everything up to just learn from Valerie.
Do you know what I typed in to find this? I typed in on Google pilgrim birds. Because I just want to know if there were pilgrim
smart.
Birds. Or pilgrim
smart
figurines.
Thing.
I don't know.
Smart search. I also saw that you searched in the Beach to Sandy email pilgrim.
I did? Oh my God. I forgot about maybe. That. That was uh-huh. late at night. Well, none of you. No thanks to you all. I had to find Valerie on my own. None of you sent me anything.
And I was wondering, should I expect some weird thing someone sent in?
No, there were no pilgrim results. Thank you, everybody.
You fools.
Nothing. This is a Set of Two Pilgrim Sparrow Birds with Hats by Valerie. 5 stars by Grandma May.
Wait. Is it prerequisite that you have grandma before your name?
Yes, on QVC it is.
Is that one of the options where you can pick
your title?
Pick a title
and it's only like grandma or like aunt. That's it.
Or future grandma.
Grandma May, yes. 5 stars. These are bigger than I expected, but just the perfect size for the Thanksgiving table. Thanksgiving is the big holiday at my house, and I love decorating for that day. It seems to me Thanksgiving is overlooked now, nestled as it is between Halloween and the rush to Christmas. Shame on retailers. Things were different when I grew up. This was the holiday spent with family. Grandparents, aunts and uncles, all the cousins. The aunt's Jell-O salad competition.
Oh no. Things were worse when you grew up.
Dot 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 dot. The aunt's Jell-O salad competition. Grandfather at the head of the table carving the bird and the turkey with all the trimmings. Then the Sunday night after, when we all trooped downtown to view the department store windows, magical with decorations and twinkling lights.
Is this just the plot to The Grinch?
These little turkey statues. They're not turkey statues, by the way. Okay, that's okay. That's okay, Grandma May. She's wrapped up in her own memories.
I bet Valerie, when selling it, says, you can pretend they're turkeys.
Yeah, and then they look like, just yes. Like
them. Yeah.
Yeah, they can be used multi-purpose, you know.
Have you seen a turkey before in real life? No? Well, this is what they look like.
Grandma.
I promise. That's what Val says.
I promise. These turkey statues brought it all back and reminded me of a simpler time. When this holiday had more importance, before my generation became the grandparents of the family and no one older was left. I am so glad I purchased these, and that all my memories returned when looking at them. Even if, in future, we go to the lake cabin for Thanksgiving, these birds are of a size to travel with us. End of review. Okay, Alexander, have you been to Target and seen those, like, sparrows?
Yeah, we bought those one year.
Yes, that's it. That's what it is.
Oh.
Like, that's it. It's like one of those little birds that has, like, a pilgrim hat on.
Well, it's kind of adorable that they managed to pull a bunch of memories out of those weird little birds.
But how frustrating would that be if that was your wife or your grandma or something, and every time you, like, pulled something out, she was like, oh, let me just regale you. Like, she sees, I don't know, like a carving knife and is like, oh, the memories are all flooding back to me now. I mean, you just couldn't
show her
anything.
At least she still has her memories. I mean,
wait, what if this is her only memory?
Uh-oh.
And everything reminds her of this one.
You should follow this account and see if they post on everything.
I'm so annoyed
it's the same story.
I'm so annoyed.
And they just keep bringing it to the lake house. Is this the plot of the lake house? I haven't seen that.
Oh, shit.
I think they're just mixing up all movies.
Shit,
they don't actually
just,
have their
like,
own real memories.
They're plagiarizing the entire movie.
They're literally plagiarizing holiday movies and the lake house.
Grinch and the lake house combined.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I'd watch it.
CommonSenseMedia.org. Warning, contains sexy stuff. Okay, so this is my...
have you seen those birds?
Oh my god. Wow. So this is the final product, and this is the final review I have, and it's a redemption of Quacker Factory Snap Button Front Knit Cardigan with Fall Motif from QVC.
Okay, what, Valerie
was
want her name on Quacker Factory? I don't blame her.
Quacker Factory is its own, like, adjacent brand. Like, it's not really affiliated with Valerie. But
Valerie's
they're both under
rival.
The QVC umbrella.
Yeah, Valerie's rival, Quacker Factory.
Oh, Quacker Factory. I was like, Quaker? Nope, that literally says Quacker. Okay. 5 stars by Lucy. My neighbor had been singing the praises of Quacker Factory for several years. So I decided to try them out when I saw these sweaters. Boy, am I glad I did. I bought the fall motif, and the scenery and colors are absolutely perfect. I also bought the black haunted house. It too has perfect colors for Halloween with the cutest design. Both of these sweaters are very well made, extremely soft, and I consider them their own decorations for the fall and Halloween season. Even our priest commented how beautiful the fall one was, so I am very pleased. End of review.
Oh my gosh. But could you imagine? Okay, well, I can't imagine being a priest, but
no.
Having that kind of power.
I didn't know that's what you were going to say.
Where you'll say something, you'll say, oh, I really like that sweater. And then it makes their day, makes their week.
And she's like,
and then they talk about it on QVC.
It's like all worth it.
And I bet everyone, all their friends know. Yeah.
I love it.
God. I'm glad that, like, there are some people who decide to be priests for good reasons and to be positive people in their
agreed.
Community.
Agreed. Agreed. Because it sounds like, oh my gosh. Wait, what's her name? Shoot. It wasn't a grandma this time. Lucy.
At least they didn't say they were.
At least they didn't. You're right. They probably might be. Yeah. Also, I love that Lucy's neighbor is just like for years singing the praises of Quacker Factory. I feel like I just can't imagine. I just moved into a new house and like because of quarantine, I haven't really met our neighbors. But I'm like, can you imagine if that's, I mean, I would just be thrilled to hear all about the QVC retail world from my neighbors.
This is making me want to watch QVC.
Oh yeah, I feel. But see, my fear is that I would actually purchase shit. Like, I know I would.
Honestly, I would find it hard to believe that there's something on QVC that would catch my eye to the point where I'd buy it.
You do think?
Don't get me wrong. I don't think I would buy anything.
This sounds like a challenge.
I buy a lot of weird stuff and a lot of stuff that I don't need, and it has been a problem in the past. But I don't think QVC has anything that really. You think? She's like raising her eyebrows like a weirdo.
trying to think. I feel
like looking over, I see my Sonic the Hedgehog costume. Like, QVC doesn't sell that kind of stuff.
I'm just going to look. I feel like there's something that definitely you would want, though. Let's see what today's daily deals are. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. Five easy.
Did you just go to QVC.com?
I typed in QVC on Google because I'm also a grandma. And then I hit
special value and deals. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you probably don't want this makeup mirror.
I'm gonna do hot picks because I'm a hot pick.
Oh yeah. Go to hot picks. Looks like they have a robot vacuum.
Okay, see? That's different. I can't use that. I don't have enough space. Twin tweezer set.
Oh, see, they have like a Dyson and a grill and a coffee maker. They have a Pac-Man machine. Okay,
so they have like I see the Pac-Man machine. Yeah, and a toaster. I don't need any of this stuff though.
I mean, nobody needs any of it. I think that's the entire point, Sandy.
I know, okay, but...
Some slippers. Oh, see my recommendations. It's like just pilgrim birds. any type of pilgrim bird you can think of.
Okay, I'm nervous. I don't want to like get too deep because I'm going to...
Wow. This is a...
They're going to give me some weird recommendations.
This is a camouflage...
Like some TVs? Camouflage
fleecewear Sherpa snap front jacket.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm not feeling
it. I tried.
But also I need Valerie to present it to me. I'm just going to go follow Valerie on Instagram.
Yeah, I think that's probably good. I'm going to type in QVC Valerie. But I feel like I don't want to tell everybody. Can we cut this out? Because I feel like she is special to me and to you. And I don't.
Yeah, that's
fair. I want to keep her to myself. But I guess it's also selfish.
That is pretty selfish. But yeah, you know, we're selfish people. Does she not have an Instagram?
It looks like she just mostly does seasonal stuff, which would make sense why I only found things by Valerie. Oh, my goodness. Look at this adorable ceramic Mr. Christmas tabletop figurine.
Can I tell you something that's going to make your
fucking heart swell? It's not terrible at all.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
See, that I would own.
There's one option. Elf.
Can I tell you something that you're going to be really obnoxious about, probably?
Oh, sure.
You have more followers on Instagram than Valerie.
No.
Which is a travesty.
I'm not going to be obnoxious. I'm going to be fucking devastated. It is a travesty. Is she verified at least?
Nope.
Also, in case you guys don't follow me on Instagram, I got verified a couple days ago, and I definitely made it an extremely big deal.
You made it like an hour into this episode without mentioning it. That's impressive.
You. I know that wasn't a compliment, but thank you.
You said thank you before I even finished what I was saying.
Here we go. Valerie Parhill, decor designer and QVC home expert. Wow. I'm going to look at her story today. She's going to be like, why is this person suddenly liking all of my posts?
Stay tuned for our next Beach to Sandy episode where we just narrate us going through Instagram.
Alexander.
Oh, wait. It's happening right now.
See, this pumpkin would be...
Oh, I saw it.
It'd be perfect. I went through all her pictures. Yeah, but it's smiling, and I just wish it weren't... I wish it didn't look so happy.
Mike would hate this.
If it looked a little more depressed, maybe. Oh, look at this manger scene. An indoor/outdoor oversized nativity in a choice of traditional colors or ivory.
This page is exactly how I pictured it.
100%.
Good for you, Valerie. I'm happy for you. Let's get you Instagram verified before me.
Let's get her verified. Let's do it.
I don't deserve it.
I want to give mine away to Valerie.
Careful.
Okay, I don't. I take it back. It's a big joke.
She fucking called me so many times about not being verified that...
It just was like hurting my feelings because it got to a point where I was like, I keep getting rejected and they won't tell me why, you know?
Yeah.
But now I'm pretty offended on Valerie's behalf.
Yeah, true.
Hello, August, she posted. Hello. Oh, my. In July, she's already posting some snowman cookie jars.
In July?
Yeah, okay.
Christmas in July.
Oh, my God. And then somebody...
Don't doubt Valerie.
You're right. Somebody commented, Zanny. Which QVC channel will it be on? QVC, QVC2, QVC3, or QVC Holiday Channel?
Okay, that blew my mind. I had no idea there were that many.
I need to get cable. Called DirecTV up or whoever does cable, because I changed. I changed my mind. God,
what a millennial. Okay. Who does the cable?
Somebody asked. So now, him.
Okay, we'll probably edit this down, right?
No, I'm yeah, actually I'm gonna edit it down so it's only the last 5 minutes where we only talk about Valerie, because
perfect.
I'm gonna keep the pilgrim birds and then Valerie and that's it. Can okay, we put, maybe good. We'll post the pilgrim birds.
Okay, that's fair,
since we never know what to that's post something. I feel like we have to post something. Yeah,
we gotta post something, we'll figure it out.
Or the angry snowman, or the pumpkins, I mean, I don't know.
Do we have any weird Thanksgiving pictures? Probably.
I'm certain we do. We have one of you holding a pie, we could do that. And when you were holding the pie, you looked around and you said, I remember this place, or something like that.
I was being up. I was on something.
You were also in a polo shirt. So that could be good content.
It was a fit.
It was a fit?
Yeah. My outfit. Like,
it was a fit. Yeah, it was a fit. Fit for sure. All right. I have a theme. This was sent in by Ashley. So thank you, Ashley. The theme is private investigators. A good old PI.
Love it. That's going to be really fun.
Really amped about this. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Sometimes we think of these and it sounds fun. Then we get into it and it's just dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll see. All right. This challenge for you is from Mars, she, her. So this challenge is specifically for you. And I'm workshopping a little bit because okay. I want to make sure it's possible for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to actually just read her challenge straight up. Find a review in which someone thought Tim Allen was in a movie that he's not.
Stop.
Or wishing he was in a movie that he's not.
Oh, my God.
So, example, this movie would be so much better if Tim Allen were in it. What I will say, though, is I don't think it necessarily has to be that... they wish he was in it, but at the very least I'd like you to find a review of a movie where someone mentions Tim Allen even though he wasn't in the movie. So like, excellent. Even if it's like, well, it reminds me of Tim Allen in this or something. Excellent. I don't know.
Listen, just I'm on it.
You and your weird Tim Allen
challenge
bullshit.
Challenge accepted.
Mars, hopefully she does you proud. This is a tough one, so I understand if it needs changing. But
well, I think I'm up for the task.
It's very you are.
I'll get back to you in like 2 days when I'm probably not up for the task. But for now, I'm up for the task.
Yeah, and I will also like to say, first of all, Christina, you didn't wish me a happy vegan day yesterday.
Oh, did I forget? Oops.
Yes, you did. But Mars says, I make vegan barbecue, and she is vegan. And yeah, that's about it. Just want to say hi to Mars, friend. Thanks
hi,
for
Mars.
Being vegan, too.
Thanks for your support.
Yes. She's also an That's Why We Drink fan.
Yes.
Fine, I said it.
Okay, I'll take it. all right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Sorry that this was so chaotic.
but we're back.
We're back.
We're back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Back to our bullshit.
Enjoy.
Back on our bullshit.
Or don't.
Or don't enjoy it. But enjoy it. At least enjoy it for Valerie's sake.
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, Val.